Good morning, 21st century world. This is Radio Richard Ireland, coming to you from the soundproofless studio of life itself. Welcome. The other day, while I was out walking, I happened upon a 3 meter high heap of earth or soil that builders had dumped in a place, and it looked like a pyramid, and there was nothing growing on it. But if we wait a few weeks, from this hill of soil will come forth many different kinds of plants and grasses. And not one of them will have been planted by humans. There are things that happen without our interference, and most of nature is like that. And sometimes too we will come up with ideas without having anybody implant them in us, if you like. Along the way, I happen to see a tricolour on a pole, which is the Irish flag on a pole. Then the Irish flag consists of a green, white and gold. Then the outer one, I notice, was frayed away and blowing away in the wind, and threads hanging off the end of it. I felt very hurt when I saw it. And it recalled a time last year when I was driving along the countryside, I happened upon a petrol station, gasoline station, and there were three flags in three flagpoles outside the petrol station. One was for the petrol company, the other one was for the European Union, and the third was for the Irish flag. Then I was so hot to see it. All of them were filthy dirty, and the Irish flag almost the orange part had frayed away completely. So I couldn't let that go. So I went into the proprietor and I brought it to his attention, and I nicely told him that if he hadn't replaced it within a few days, social media would be hearing about it. And lo and behold, a week later, when I passed by there again, there was a brand new beautiful tricolour blowing in the wind. We must not take our sovereignty for granted. It was bought at a cost, and we are free to live in our own land, make our own laws. It is a most wonderful and special thing. And so we have to be respectful of things like the flag, and also our language, and our culture, and our monuments, and things that have an ethos for us, remind us who we are. In today's broadcast, we're going to learn about an Argentinian UNESCO World Heritage Site. Now, there are a number of sites in Argentina, but I would just like to focus in on one particular one. And then I will conclude with a poem. I'll be back in a moment. Today's site is the Cueva de las Manos, which is an archaeological site in Argentina, and I'm using the UNESCO.org website. The Cueva de las Manos contains an exceptional assemblage of cave art, with many painted rock shelters, including a cave, with magnificent pictographies surrounded by an outstanding landscape, with the river running through a deep canyon, which were executed between 9,300 and 1,300 years ago. It takes its name, Cave of the Hands, from the stenciled outlines of human hands in the cave. But there are also many depictions of animals, such as llamas, still commonly found in the region, as well as hunting scenes that depict animals and human figures interacting in a dynamic and naturalistic manner. The entrance to the Kuva is screened by a rock wall covered by many hand stencils. Within the rock stela itself, there are five concentrations of rock art, later figurines and motifs, often superimposed upon those from earlier periods. The paintings were executed with natural mineral pigments, red and purple, yellow, black, ground and mixed with some form of binder. The artistic sequence, which includes three main stylistic groups, began as early as the 10th millennium BP, that's before present. The sequence is a long one. Archaeological investigations have shown that the site was last inhabited about AD 700 by the possible ancestors of the first people of Patagonia. The Kuva is considered by the international scientific community to be one of the most important sites of the earliest hunter-gatherer groups in South America, and that still maintains a good state of preservation and has a singular environment formation unique to that province of Santa Cruz. The rock art is natural environment, and the archaeological sites on this region are some of the very important reasons that made this area a focus of archaeological research for more than 25 years. They made an impact on the observer, due not only to the deep gorge walls surrounded by the privileged landscapes, but also by the artistic compositions, variety of motifs, and its polychromes. These scenes represent a unique evidence to know about the first Patagonian hunters' behavior and their hunting techniques. Cuba de las Manas contains an exceptional assemblage of cave art, unique in the world for its age and continuity throughout time. The beauty and the preservation conditions of the paintings, the magnificence of the collection of stenciled outlines of human hands, and the hunting scene, as well as the environment that surrounds the place, of exciting beauty and for being part of the cultural value of the site itself. On the UNESCO.org website, there is a beautiful photograph of the stenciled hands, and it's really mysterious to have to look at it and to contemplate it and reflect on it. Whose hands were those? Who were there? Go and have a look at it for yourself and reflect on it. It will be worth your while. Today's poem is a very familiar one to many, The Road Not Taken by Robert Frost. But first I would like to read about the possible meanings of the poem as a way of focusing our concentration on it. I will be using the website classicalpoets.org. This poem deals with that big noble question of how to make a difference in the world. On first reading, it tells us that the choice one makes really does matter, ending, "I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference." A closer reading reveals that the lonely choice that was made earlier by our traveling narrator maybe wasn't all that significant, since both roads were pretty much the same anyway, had warned them really about the same, and it is only in the remembering and retelling that it made a difference. We are left to ponder if the narrator had instead traveled down the road not taken, might it have also made a difference as well? In a sense, the road not taken tears apart the traditional view of individualism, which hinges on the importance of choice, as in the case of democracy in general, choosing a candidate, as well as various constitutional freedoms, choice of religion, choice of words, freedom of speech, choice of group, freedom of assembly, and choice of source of information, freedom of press. For example, we might imagine a young man choosing between being a carpenter or a banker, later seeing great significance in his choice to be a banker. But in fact, there was not much in his original decision at all other than a passing fancy. In this, we see the universality of human beings, the roads leading to carpenter and banker being basically the same, and the carpenter and bankers at the end of them, seeming like individuals who made significant choices, really being just part of the collective of the human race. Then, is this poem not about the question, how to make a difference in the world, after all? No, it is still about this question. The ending is the most clear and striking part. If anything else, readers are left with the impression that our narrator, who commands beautiful verse, profound imagery, and time itself, ages and ages hence, puts value on striving to make a difference. The striving is reconstituted and complicated here in reflection, but our hero wants to make a difference, and so should we. That is why this is a great poem, from a basic or close reading perspective. The Road Not Taken by Robert Frost. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both and be one traveller. Long I stood and looked down one as far as I could, to where it bent in the undergrowth, then took the other, as just as fair and having perhaps the better claim, because it was grassy and wanted wear, though as for that passing there, had warned them really about the same. And both that morning equally lay, in leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day. Yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less travelled by, and that has made all the difference. All right, I'll leave it for that today, and take very good care of yourselves and those around you. And if somebody messed up communication today with you, and everything is thrown out of kilter, and you have to make a new plan, go with the flow. Everything happens for a reason. And let that reason, think, be a good reason. The sun rises for a reason. The moon fades for a reason, and the stars appear. Everything is a reason, and think that reason good. Slán agus banacht leat. And enjoy a little listening to a little bit of music by Massenet.